So you heard about TWC audits being started with these tattletale letters, and I'm going to talk about the ultimate tattletales, whistleblowers, although as a worker side attorney, I prefer to call them citizen crime stoppers. We're going to talk about two things. First part, we're going to talk about recent developments in whistleblower laws, and the second part, we're going to talk about why the verdicts in these cases tend to be so high and what the drivers are behind them. With respect to developments, first big development is the Defend Trade Secrets Act. What does that have to do with whistleblowers? It has given some immunity and protection to whistleblowers who use their employers' confidential information and trade secrets. A big problem if we are on the worker side is a lot of times in whistleblower cases, the employer wants to seek sanctions for what we have in the pleadings, claiming it's confidential information, or we see counterclaims, or we see separate lawsuits where the employer sues the whistleblower for misappropriation of trade secrets, and this act gives them some protection. First, we have Type 1 immunity. What does this protect? Disclosure of trade secrets. Who is the disclosure to? To any government official or to an attorney. Now, keep in mind, this applies across the board to any type of whistleblower case where they're disclosing trade secrets or confidential information to the government or to an attorney. Now, note that it says to an attorney. It doesn't say the individual's own attorney. So that means we may have immunity if I say I am attorney on a whistleblower case –